Speaker is Shireen Youssef. She is a biologist in the Biological System Science Division at the Office of Biological and Environmental Research through the Office of Science with the Department of Energy.
Hello, everybody. So I'm going to... the Department of Energy is a very large organization with a very diverse portfolio of activities, and that includes basic research, which falls within the Office of Science. Within the Office of Science, we fall under the biological and environmental research. And we have two divisions. One is the Climate and Environmental Sciences Division, and the second is the Biological System Sciences Division, and that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Our mission within the Biological System Science Division is to do two things. One is to understand biological and environmental systems, complex biological and environmental systems across multiple spatial and temporal scales, and also to provide foundational science in order to develop biofuels as a major sustainable national resource, energy resource. The second is to develop new technologies which help us understand the interface between biological and physical sciences. And in doing so, we take this approach. We fund interdisciplinary research. We use scientists and researchers from across the spectrum, from the national laboratories, from universities, and from the private sector in order to achieve the best science. We also try to integrate science by tightly coupling theory, observation, experiments, models, and simulations. Within the Biological Systems Science Division, the relative program for you will be the Genomic Sciences Program, and it's our flagship program. It has an annual budget of about $80 to $90 million, roughly, and the Genomic Sciences Program focuses on funding research or supporting research that aims at understanding the fundamental principles guiding or driving the translation of the genetic code into functional proteins and the metabolic and the regulatory networks underlying the systems biology of plants, microbes, and communities. There are several funding opportunity announcements that comes out of the genomic science program, and I will start with the plant feedstock genomics for bioenergy. It's a joint effort with the USDA, and the goal here was to integrate the DOE's capabilities in genomic sequencing and analysis along with the long-standing experience of the USDA in crop improvement. And, of course, the focus is on bioenergy crops because that's our mission. Unlike my colleagues here, they have a much broader mission than we do. This particular solicitation focused on funding genomic-based research that aims at improving biomass characteristics, yield, sustainability, and using systems biology approaches to enable efficient manipulation and breeding of bioenergy crops. Also, the prediction of phenotype from the genotypes, which can lead to improved improved feedstocks characterization and sustainability. This is a list on the screen of the organisms of interest. This effort has been going on since 2006, and up till now, 56 awards have been made jointly with the USDA. We do expect our new FOA to come out by mid-November, so stay tuned for that. And before I move on, the program lead for this particular program is Cassie Ronning, and you'll find her name and contact information in the materials provided in the back, and you can also send me an email or get Cassie's information from the website. The next funding opportunity announcement that comes out of the program is Genomic Sciences for Energy and the Environment. And it also supports genomic-based research focused on studying plant cell wall structural properties, metabolic and regulatory networks underlying the systems biology of plants, microbes, and communities, and also the microbial degradation of complex plant material. The one added component here is the technology development component, And that part focus on funding research, which will help us develop, which will develop technologies and help us characterize key molecular species, events, and multicellular processes for genomic sciences. And listed on the screen are examples of the plant and microbial organisms of interest. We have made 27 awards in FY11 for this program. However, pending on the congressional budget approval, we don't know if we're going to have one next year or not. The Early Career Research Program, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with it, and it supports the development of research programs for scientists during their early career, stage. The focus for this year's announcement for our particular division within the Office of Science was on microbial systems biology design for bioenergy production. Unfortunately, the deadline for submitting the pre-applications has passed, but we do expect to make award decisions in March of 2012. So stay tuned for this, and for more information, please go to our website. This is a 15-minute presentation, so I can't provide you with so much details. That will take me to our review process. And we have a two-stage process. One is the pre-application stage, and at this stage, researchers or applicants are required to submit a 2- to 3-page description of their research objectives, the approaches they're going to use, and their collaborators, along with a list of their expertise. This is typically, pre-applications are typically reviewed by a team of DOE program managers for relevance to the program. And the decisions are communicated to the PIs. This usually takes about 2 to 4 weeks. And if you were to be encouraged, then you will move on to the next stage of the review process, which is the full application stage. And if you're not, then you're always welcome to contact the relevant program manager and ask them why exactly your proposal wasn't a good fit for this program. At the full application stage, just like our colleagues at the other agencies, we require a minimum of 3 technical reviews. We do utilize review panels. However, we don't require our reviewers to rank proposals or reach consensus. That's what differs us from other agencies. And we have four standard review criteria. Basically, the first one is the scientific and technical merit. The second one is the appropriate of the research team, the appropriateness of the methods and approach, and, of course, whether the research team is fit to do the research they're proposing to do. And the last one is the budget, whether it's appropriate or reasonable or not. There are many times there are other programmatic requirements, but these are the standard criteria that we usually use for the genomic sciences program specifically. A data sharing plan is required, so you can consider it another add-on for each program. A standard DOE proposal will have the listed items. In order for you to continue to populate the rest of information for your proposal, you have to fill in the first few forms, but those are very easy and straightforward. Everything else is very standard, and it's very comparable with what my colleagues talked about earlier. So a few things that I would like to talk about is usually when you go to our website, you get a short version of the FOA, of the funding opportunity announcement. And the much detailed version is actually on grants.gov. However, when you go to our website and start looking at the FOA, there's a link there to take you to grants.gov. Please make sure to go to read both versions, because usually the grants.gov version have a lot more requirements than what we have in the DOE. So the DOE one is basically a snapshot. It doesn't have all the requirements. And therefore, if you submit based on the DOE website, then you may miss lots of the information, and then your proposal will not move forward through the review process. Most of the issues that we get when we do compliance check on proposals happen within the midsection of this list. So basically, it has to deal with adhering to the page requirement, page limit requirement, or the font size or margin. Most people also forget to include the list of potential conflicts within their bio sketches, and this is very important for us in order to be able to choose the right reviewers to review your proposal. I think that's what I wanted to say here. Before you write your proposal, please make sure to read the funding opportunity announcement very well. Again, look at the FitConnect version, the grants.gov version, because it includes more details. As much as we would like to streamline both of them and have both of them exactly matching, we can't do that because of certain requirements. So please read both of them very well. If you are in doubt or have any concerns about your eligibility status, please contact the relevant DOE program manager. Please submit all the required materials, because if you do not submit all the required materials, your proposal will be stopped right there, and you'll not be able to move on to the full application stage of the review. Proofread your proposal, and when I say this, I mean please find someone else that's not involved in your project and have them proofread your project, because they're most likely to find the simple mistakes that you can't find simply because you have been looking at your proposal so many times for a long time. It's hard sometimes to catch mistakes. And it's very important because it's a turnoff for reviewers, even though it's a simple thing. We strongly encourage you to maintain a very good relationship with your sponsor research services. Be in touch with them throughout the process, because sometimes there is a disconnect. Sometimes somebody loses the ball somehow at some point of the process, and you're the one that will pay for that. You're the one that will suffer the consequences. So this is always a good thing to do. Another thing that we encourage you to do is to complete your application at least 2 weeks before the deadline. That way you can avoid any problems with logistics, such as the submission's logistics or whatever, or if you were to find out that you needed to incorporate something else or do something later on, that will give you a little bit of time to maneuver or edit or do whatever you need to do. If you really want to submit a very good proposal to us, you will need to learn about our programs. And most of the details you will need to learn about will not be only based on the FOA or even going to the website. The website always help. But one thing that we encourage you to do is read our reports. We do lots of workshops. We always have the reports available on the website. If you read them, you will be able to know and pinpoint about our interest, and you'll be able to match your proposal much better to our interest, and your chances are going to be much higher. I will echo my colleagues. Please volunteer to be our reviewers. We would love to have you, particularly if you are a young person. We love to have new people. And participate in the DOE-sponsored workshops. Take advantage of our user facilities. We have some of the largest and most advanced user facilities in the world. So please take advantage of that. Look for opportunities to interact with scientists at the DOE National Laboratories. This is a great opportunity. You will learn a lot, not only about our programs, but you will learn about other things that you can branch out from our programs too, because the national labs working on a lot more than what we just do. That will take me to this page, which includes a list of useful links. So please go ahead and take a look at it. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. Again, my contact information are in the back, along with my other colleagues at DOE. Thank you very much.